We think we have our own country there. In addition to starting our own religion, we start our own country, and we leave our little plot of land. I can say I'm going back to the planet Earth and to the United States in a friendly message of communication. And we are trying to develop their pilot study of how man can drop out, how Americans can drop out of the robot aspects of our society and tune back into the more basic human activities, which are familial,
we are in the center of the
tribal,
Amazon,
and which are
we
involved in individual acts
there,
of beauty
to explore
than,
what we drug people have that you don't is repeatability.
Huge mass movements of power and efficiency.
But it is true that when you smoke DMT, for example, at a sufficiently high and prepared dose, you get elves. Everybody does.
I have always suspected that either the great religious teachers were completely irrelevant.
All you need to do is inhale deeply three times, and you know, you want contact, you want elves, you want alien intelligence, you'll have
or else what they said was not some kind of pious hope.
So here
but
we
in
are
fact, an observation.
In the Amazon basin, experimenting with mushrooms.
Fact.
Exactly.
All night long.
That's something else that most Americans, Westerners, don't realize, that the science of consciousness is just as regular, just as lawful, and just as complicated as the science of energies outside.
All night long.
One of the early mottos of my profession.
The things that have passed, seeming to divide my consciousness and send it off backward through my family tree.
Was hermetic code.
The future. I seem to see all the years still ahead.
On the Emerald Tablet of Hermes back in Alexandria's.
I saw some technique emerging from this contact.
What is without is within.
Our career is pursued across time and space.
Simply reminding us that there's no energy transformation that you find outside around you.
And finally, vindication as the world realizes the truth of the transdimensional nature.
Isn't recorded in protein historical records inside your body.
The spectacular visions and the true miracles. The world that they have violated. For it had become my belief that the contact with an intelligent and utterly alien species was beginning for humanity. It seemed that out of the long night of cosmic time, the novelty of novelties, the moment
when it comes to space exploration,
contact between minds.
As I have taken LSD and hurtled around inside inner space, there are all sorts of unidentified flying objects in the metaphorical sense that
we were
So I think what the government was doing at the time was a reasonable, in some ways, response. They felt there was an epidemic, that there was a major problem happening, and there probably was.
We were among the first to achieve contact with this other. It was the real thing. all night long, strange vistas and insights pouring through me.
No big deal.
Well, return to the source.
I saw it.
You were the Buddha. Return to see
I feel myself sincerely. I don't envision power, more
vegetable, and
only to share my
control. And
all of the political and all of the scientific problems of the external world.
Their children to
imagine
turn out to be very different people.
Curling back to primeval beginnings.
I have been worked out over and over again by
from themselves.
From themselves and tissues.
Unbroken chain of life.
Unless you're getting some contrast with this, we're thinking.
Unceasing.
Continuous. Robots being pushed around and reacting to external forces.
And downers.
Now, you probably haven't heard me before, But it's all over now.
Smack in the downers.
Heroin and barbiturates.
Smack, downers.
Hard drugs.
Enter your trip report.
And if the people you're talking to are stolen, they won't remember either.
They both smoke pot. That's jag time, marijuana.
Why am I compelled to do and say
these? I've been smoking pot for quite a while before I met Chuck. I guess he was what the newspapers call a peddler.
Why am I compelled to do and say these things? Well,
twist.
The answer is you've got a psychological fever.
Return to the source.
He had
the heroin.
Psychological fever. You've been infected by a retrovirus that
eternal law of seed.
In space, but in time. A retrovirus
endless
that operates
chain of life.
Not in space.
Before I knew it, I was hooked.
But in time.
Seed fire. I remember you.
That is, the man who has been making $10,000 a year habitually.
Bad.
Expects his son to make $15,000 or $20,000.
Before I knew it, I was hooked.
But he thinks that's the sum total of the reasonable difference that can be expected between him and his son. All other kinds of differences are discouraged.
The way I think of shamanism and psychedelic voyaging is that it is transdimensional.
I remember you.
Literally, not in the undefined way that you often hear it used, but in the mathematical sense.
You take drugs!
And a psychedelic person.
Our father.
And a UFO contactee.
You take drugs!
Has always been out there, old crazy coots that keep out on the edge of where civilization is gone. I think a lot of this comes from Cassidy and from Kerouac. Cassidy was our driver. He knew that this was going to be the best stage he was ever going to have to do his number. Never mind all that reflection. Let's see who we are. Let's turn the thing on as bright as it'll go and then see what kind of shadow we cast.
Someone.
It was such an overwhelming trip.
The end.
One way of looking at reality is only one way, and that there are other ways. For example, distorting mirrors, or glasses, prismatic lenses which fractionate reality, or the kinds of lenses that Ivo Kohler has been using that invert the image that you have of reality, or turn left to right and backwards.
Psychedelic drugs are as important to the study of UFOs as the telescope was to the redefining of astronomy.
It also effectively ended any scientific research.
It was such an overwhelming trip.
You know, it's interesting, even though it was impossible to do human studies for 30 years or so,
it was such an overwhelming.
There was a fair amount of animal research that was continuing apace.
You can meet the alien. You can meet the alien.
There continue to be a problem of abuse of psychedelic drugs.
Trip.
Cassidy, I don't know. I it's hard to even know what to say about Cassidy. He was so singular. He was the first person I met who he himself was the art. A lot of people thought he was crazy, you know, a lot of people afraid of him, but most people I know didn't understand him at all, you know. But he was like a musician.
He was just incredible because, well, that's your attitude toward everything. I mean, you want to re-examine things that you've just taken for granted.
And the frequency of use among young people.
The alien.
Has stayed pretty constant over the last 20 or 30 years.
You can meet.
You take drugs!
Huh?
You take drugs!
Can meet the alien.
You take drugs!
Tomorrow night. The anxiety.
No.
Would you ever take drugs?
Yes.
You would?
No.
Why?
I'm experimental. I'm experimental.
Yeah, yesterday, and jumping and twittering around, and so it looked like I was high, so I just let people think I was high.
Everybody has phones. Everything's known, and the forms are changing. There's no life in the forms.
And just his whole body language and everything was so communicative. It was just amazing.
Yeah. Tomorrow night,
Roel.
The anxiety. You're not
at what level
to
of
be
Roel.
A consumer. You're not to be a consumer. It is not for your needs.
So there was an interest in these drugs as far as what they were doing biologically.
Drugs?
No.
Would you ever take drugs?
Yes.
It's already too late. The Pentagon's taking care of all that. We're doing this deliberately. As far as that goes.
The Pentagon is doing what?
Well, I don't know. It's running the country. Do you?
It is.
We began rolling in the foothills before Oakland and saw stretched out ahead of us the fabulous white city of San Francisco. No more land, yelled Dean. Can't go no further because there ain't no more land.
Who art in cellular heaven within, hallowed be thy names, from whose loins we have sprung.
A number of European groups are doing psychedelic research, and it's a matter of course.
Who got busted in their pubic beards returning through Laredo with a belt of marijuana for New York.
Who
ate fire and
your transformation.
Paint hotels.
And you can play the game.
Drank turpentine and
of waiting.
Paradise Alley.
With the uninitiated.
Death or purgatory, their torsos night after
or
night.
You can simply go look at the end of the movie. DMT, which is a near relative of psilocybin, psilocybin I mentioned, 4-phosphoroxy and DMT.
Realize yourself.
Now, I want to talk.
Well, I've given a great deal of thought to that. I think, as I read history, of course, in my profession, which is religious teacher or shaman, you have to look back. We have a tradition, just like the physicist knows about Einstein and Bohr and Newton. I have studied the earlier adepts in my profession, which is the changing of consciousness. I don't think we're ever going to have any more holy men or any more messiahs, and I hope we're not going to have any more martyrs. You see, 1,000 years ago, someone stumbled on a new method of turning on. Maybe it was the Buddha over in India. His original method was the sit-down. He sat under that tree and stayed there till the sit-in. He found a method, and he came back, and he taught it.
With dreams, with drugs, with waking nightmares. Peyote solidities of walls. Green trees, cemetery dawns, white drunkenness over the rooftops, storefront burrows, tea head, joyride.
You take drugs.
Huh?
You take drugs.
No.
Beyond blinking traffic light.
What? No. Why?
I'm experimental.
Sun, the moon, and tree vibrations. And
I'm experimental.
Come back.
It's just incredible because, well, that's your attitude toward everything. I mean, just you want to re-examine things that you've just taken for granted.
Yeah, we knew time for
small groups elevated to positions of absolute power by random pressures and subject to political and economic factors that leave little room for decision.
Changing people's cultural values may have to do with changing their state of consciousness.
He says,
now I want to talk about MND.
There's nothing left of me. I'm like a ruby held up to the sunrise. Is it still a stone?
CNMD.
Or a world made of redness?
Now I want to talk about NMD.
It has no resistance to sunlight.
I beg your pardon?
Drugs!
This is no!
Would you ever take drugs?
Yes!
And God, and told the truth.
This is Ruby a compound, the commonest hallucinogen.
The first sensation you'll feel will be physical. A new tingling of some sort, a band of light pressure around your temples or in your shoulders.
And wear this sun ruby as an earring.
Who are you? I'm Bill. Who are you?
Keep digging your way.
You may become aware of your needs or your
don't
instinct.
Think about
it.
And hence you get this fascination with anything that will change people's mode of perception.
Your brain seems heavy, filled with chopped brown paper.
Open the doors of perception, right? It could be drugs. The fascination with drugs was not fun and games in the 60s. For many people, it was a way to see reality differently. And hopefully, therefore, to change your values.
And also become aware of your anus.
The concept was that life was there to be experienced fully, to experience everything. Have no fear, make no plans, make no career plans. Test and enjoy the limits of life.
All you need do is inhale deeply three times, and you know, you want contact. You want elves? You want alien intelligence? You'll have it up the kazoo.
If the doors of perception were cleansed, so everything would appear to man as it is.
It's not imagination.
Infinite. For man has closed himself up.
I'm Tony. Where are you, Bill?
You take drugs.
One of the guys that was our neighbors was a psychologist, and he was supposed to show up one day and just really didn't have the common hair to do it, and says, would anybody else like to take my place? And I'd never been drunk on beer, let alone done any drugs, but this is the American government. They said, come in here. We've just discovered this new spot of space, and we want somebody to go up there and look it over. And we don't want to do it. We want to hire you students. And I was one of 140 or so that eventually turned out. It was CIA sponsored. I didn't believe it for a long time. Well, Allen Ginsberg says, you know who was paying for that? It was CIA. I said, oh, no, Allen, you're just paranoid. But he finally got all the darn records, and it did turn out the CIA was doing this, and it wasn't being done to try to cure insane people, which is what we thought. It was being done to try to make people insane. to weaken people and be able to put them under the control of interrogators. This didn't, we didn't find this out for 20 years. And by that time, the government had said, okay, stop that experiment. All these guinea pigs that we sent up there in outer space, bring them back down and don't ever let them go back up there again because we don't like the look in their eyes.